Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth. Turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth. Turning up for Christ. This is Eminem radio. Eminem radio. Turn it up.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. What's happening, y'all? Listen, a brand new show is happening right here, right now. And you know, I cannot do the show without my right-hand woman. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much. Misa, it feels so good to be back on the mic,
especially,
man.
Especially with you.
It feels really good. And shout out to everyone that's tuned in on all podcasting platforms. Listen, we have a great show carved out for YOU. We're talking about a lot of different things, but Misa, we gotta talk about what's happening in the world today. I don't know about y'all, but you know when Marvin Sapp said close them doors.
Oh, close the doors.
He apparently went to the studio and shut it down with a hit. And we're going to talk about it, so don't go anywhere right here on Eminem Live Radio.
Now, you know we always got something very special for all of our Patreon subscribers. Thank you so much for always finding different ways to love and support your girls. But hey, if you want any exclusive content, we have great content for you. Make sure you head on over to our Patreon ASAP. We have so much more for you there.
And listen, we have a great conversation. So we're talking about friends. What about your friends? I just feel like when it comes to being an adult, friendships look a little different.
That's true.
Okay, so we're going to talk about it. Get real right here on Eminem Live Radio. But listen, let's go ahead. You know, it's a new show, but we playing the same good music, man. Let's go ahead and play 1K Few, my bro. All I Need is the new single. Make sure y'all tap in with my bro. We'll be right back right here on You Already Know.
Yeah. It's Eminem Live Radio.
You are all I need. On the alcohol.
What you doing?
I take it to gas.
When I'm alone in my room, I gon' stare at the wall. When they dead, then I start to get nervous. All this capping, this feel like the circus. I'm fishing and popping with purpose. See the devil, I stomp on the surface.
And I pray to the big God Almighty. Time to get all this pain out my body. At the top, I was thinking the light. I don't ever just think I'm in private. All this flavor on me, I can't hide it. Yeah, I'm telling you, when they dip me inside the river, I realize ain't nobody bigger.
Ain't nobody bigger than him.
And kept it together, you're all I need.
Kept it together, yeah.
Deep in the ocean, you're all I see.
Deep in the ocean, yeah.
Diamonds so bright, I got God in me. I'ma keep him high and elevated. Lift them like a trophy, yeah, yeah, we made it.
Swiped already, they don't give me no credit. No,
I got that slang in Western. David and Goliath, boy, I know I'm headed.
I'm headed.
I'm still on my grind, I'm shredding.
I'm shredding.
Put it on, they call me.
I'm going through phases. Finally got about them cages. It's so amazing. Still here, could've went crazy.
Them
been a little shady. Got some of them hit babies.
Had to
switch like night and day. GBS, he made a way.
Hey, come on.
Stay with my lady, that's fine by me. I know my life ain't designed by me.
It's God. Need a plus when I got God with me. I'ma keep him high and elevated. Lift him like a trophy, yeah, we made it.
Yo, the world's always turning. Good news, bad news, and somebody's mad every time. But here at Eminem Live Radio, we keep it real and we keep it moving. So before you pop off, take a breath and remember, don't be salty. Let's go!
In a recent sermon, Pastor Philip Anthony Mitchell of Atlanta's 2819 Church sparked widespread controversy with a viral clip urging the black community to stop blaming white cops for the killing of black kids. He emphasized teaching obedience to authority, sharing a personal story of a life-threatening encounter he had with the police in his younger days, where he credited his parents for teaching on respecting authority for his survival. The sermon ignited intense backlash all comments. I've seen everything, with critics accusing Pastor Philip Anthony Mitchell of navigating through harmful narratives and overlooking systemic issues and policing supporters. However, you know, the digital disciples argue that his message was a call for personal responsibility and spiritual growth, urging viewers to consider the full context of his sermon. And we have a clip we're going to play of Pastor Philip, of what he said in his sermon. Here's a clip.
Stop blaming white cops for the killing of black kids. Instead, teach your black children to be obedient towards authority. And I don't care if most of y'all are black. You need to teach your children to obey authority. We need to teach our sons and daughters to obey authority. We need to teach our children to not fight against authority, not fight against cops, not rebel. Be model citizens.
And that's what Pastor Philip Anthony Mitchell said. So what are your thoughts?
Okay, the thing is, it's like I'm trying to listen to this being a churchgoer or even a first-time visitor at their church at 2819. Yes. It would have taken me off guard, him saying something like that so passionately, because you know he likes to preach from a passionate heart.
From a passionate place.
You know,
yeah,
so it sounds like he's frustrated, he's arguing, whatever. But it would be a little off-putting to hear that, you know, sitting in the audience. However, I've had the pleasure, you've even had the pleasure, to get to know Pastor Philip, and I know that that's not his heart. That's not what he meant when he was saying certain things like don't blame white cops for the killing of black kids, because it is a sensitive topic because of Breonna Taylor, and there are black people that didn't do anything. They did everything that was asked of an officer, but still lost their lives, unfortunately. So I understand the people that had a skewed perception of all this, but you talk from the perspective of you knowing Pastor Philip.
So I had the pleasure of knowing and getting a chance to be in the same atmosphere as Pastor Philip and his beautiful wife, Lena. We all were part of the same gym community. And we were all really tight-knit, like, you know, like the gym community at least. And I got a chance to know him later on when he invited us to lead a worship night, or, like, you know, kind of get the crowd rowdy for that. And I got a chance to see him again for 116 Life and talk to him. And I will say, I understand where people are coming from. Mm-hmm. I too am African American. I hate systemic racism. I do. At the same time, I know that's not what that man meant.
Yeah.
And I really feel like a majority of people know that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they're just mad that he said it. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like when it comes to this, we have to be, we're in a very clippable culture, and we cannot go solely off of a clip off of what he said. Now, I have heard, I haven't had the chance to see it, but I did hear that they extracted the clip from the original sermon. However, I think it's possible for us to be able to, I feel like you can disagree what someone says, but not have to cancel him. Trying to cancel him is crazy.
That's insane.
So that, I think that's the part where I draw the line, where it's like, okay, even if you don't agree with what he said, canceling him and slandering him, making the whole video, and I think that's, I'm not with it.
There are some black people that do intentionally try to agitate police, or they are not willing to comply with authority. Mm-hmm. And I think he's talking to those
people. I think he's aware, but he's aware of that though. You know, yeah. Talking to him when he was on 116 Life and talking to him about how he said in when he grew up in New York, how he was aware of, he's seen racism and cops and like, you know, the community have tension. He's aware of that.
Yeah.
So for people to immediately put this narrative on him, I'm not with it. And I wish people would not just would
could
just
have been out. Said differently. Yes. Yeah. However, he's not wrong.
Right.
So listen,
he's a passionate man. Y'all know that.
This is the thing. To the people that enjoy hearsay and fail to do their research and listen to the full sermon, don't be salty.
Don't be salty, man. Mm-mm. Listen, here's the next headline. Listen, so during the recent stop on the Millennium Tour, I know y'all been loving going to those where your nostalgia's coming in. So Omarion surprised fans when he is urging these audiences, and I quote, "Get the F up," is what he's saying during his performances. Y'all, this outburst was an uncharacteristic and caught many off guard. It went viral on TikTok in many different instances. It's showing his passionate attempt to energize the crowd. It's giving a sign of frustration. It was an unexpected moment, but it's leaving a mark in the millennium. Have you seen the clip?
I have seen the clip.
I don't know what. Here's the problem. Apparently, there's an icebox where his heart used to be when it comes to the crowd. Because I'm hearing what people are saying along the lines of that. Apparently, Omarion's doing a lot of new stuff.
Yes.
And Millennium Tour, you can tease new stuff, but people are really there for nostalgia.
Absolutely.
So when you play new stuff, what do people do? And they're not really, because when you go to a concert, y'all stop playing. When you mm-hmm. go to a concert, mm-hmm. you want to sing along.
Yes.
That's why you bother. When you sing in this new song, I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with my hands. So therefore, yes, I'm going to sit down. But and apparently, he cussing folks out as if that's going to get him to stand up quicker. And I just wish he needs to do the, you know what I'm talking about? The dance joint. That's this what he needs to do.
This is what I think. Okay. This is my take on this. Omarion. All right. Listen, when you're coming to a concert, we don't know your new music. Number one. All right. Another thing is this. The audience members, 9 times out of 10, are not millennials. So they might be too young to even know the lyrics to the hit. So when they're sitting down, when they're not moving, when their hands aren't up in the air, and you're screaming, don't be salty. Sorry, bro.
So you think, wait, you say, who do you think is in the crowd?
I think some are Gen Zers. They're not millennials.
I don't think Gen Z would be in the crowd, honestly. I think millennials would be in the crowd.
I don't know. Some were and some weren't. So, okay, well. Bottom line.
All right, so here's what we've been talking about, man. Here's the one that I'm really excited about. Okay, so Marvin Sapp has a new single, y'all. It's called Close the Door. And it transforms his viral controversy into a powerful anthem of resilience. Okay, the song was inspired by the 2024 conference that he went to, where he instructed the ushers to close those doors during an offering, a clip that sparked backlash and even threats. Rather than retreat, Marvin Sapp Bishop channeled the experience into music, stating it's a soundtrack for survival. He released it on Good Friday, and the track symbolizes shutting out negative comments and embracing divine purpose, turning adversity into a message of strength and faith. And y'all, we gonna play it, okay? This is Marvin Sapp's new song.
Close the doors. Close the doors. Close the doors. I said close them doors.
Try to walk in love. Try to lead with light. Still they question my motives, even though I've given God my life. I gave him my yes, laid my heart on the line. But good intentions get misread sometimes.
What in the Christian R&B R. Kelly gospel hits is going on
now,
here?
I'm not gonna lie, the beginning was hitting. I give it 5 stars.
It was giving Trapped in the Church Closet.
I actually kind of liked that. I was kind of digging it. But I think, I'm not sure if he was doing, you think he was doing this from like a petty get back, or like you think it was genuine?
I don't know, because in his caption he seems as if he was genuine, but it does kind of give off the pastor, the bishop trolling, and I'm just not quite sure if I'm feeling it. I really kind of feel like he's dragging it out, and you should have just left it as you going on that interview and explaining yourself and not having an entire song being conducted and written out. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is this. My take is to the people that don't like the song because it's catchy. Because that close the doors part was kind of like getting it. I'm playing it at all my birthday parties. I'm playing it at all my birthday parties.
I'm
so those
popular.
That actually like it, don't be salty.
Listen, unpopular opinion. I think it's great. I think it's a great song. Listen, that was Don't Be Salty here on Eminem Live Radio. Listen, we got more music where that came from. We have new music from John Keith, Eyes on Us. Vibe to this on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
I got eyes on us, 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 us. I got eyes on us, 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 us. I see fire going up, 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 up. I see fire going.
I see fire.
I got eyes on.
I got
eyes on us.
In the flames by the red light 40 ways. I know I'm a mess, it's been 40 days. Shut your eyes, lean back, that's the only way. You rather cry till your girl said it got bad. I had a dream, someone said we was chosen. I woke up, realized it was broken. We changed views, me and you, we was floating. I seen the whole world burn in slow motion. I hate to realize I'm not enough. They hate to see us try in spite of us. And fight to see the light inside of us. And you know all it takes is just a touch. I can't get around the need to trust. It's grabbing till we hit it, so it blows.
I got time, I got him, and I can say. If you want me to slide, I got the base. When it come to the king, I'm not to play. And not the boast, I love your name.
I got eyes on us, 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 us. I got eyes on us, 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 us. I see fire going up, 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 up. I see fire going.
I see fire.
I got eyes on.
I got
eyes on us, 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 us. I got eyes on us, 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 us. I see fire going up, 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 up. I see fire going.
I see fire.
I got eyes on.
I got
eyes on.
Welcome back to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. And also, thank you to all of our Patreon subscribers. You are truly the fam. You support us so much. And we just simply want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you do. Your prayers, your support. It just means so much. All the great things that's coming to Eminem Live Radio.
Our Patreon community is actually very solid.
It's strong,
and
too.
I really appreciate every Patreon supporter. And listen, if you want to join our Patreon, we have the link to join our Patreon in the description. You just kind of get the content for everybody else. Y'all kind of get more of a say-so. Y'all get updates on what's going on in Eminem Live Radio in real time. So if you really want to be able to support us in a financial way, and also to reap, I guess, benefits of that with getting content and, you know, being able to talk back and forth with Misa and I, be sure to join our Patreon. The link is in this description. And also, y'all, we broke down and got a TikTok.
And we should have been had a TikTok.
And we really should have. But the thing is that here's what happened.
What happened?
So, y'all know TikTok wasn't always TikTok.
That's true.
It was Musical.ly. And we was popping on Musical.ly.
Yes, talk about
it.
We were.
I would insert a clip, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not sure if I can find it. We were popping on Musical.ly. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the switch happened. I really don't even know the details of that. But for some reason, they wouldn't let us get on our account because they was hating. So we went. So I'm not going to lie. I was kind of stubborn. I'm not going to lie. I was like, man, bump it. We don't need TikTok. And then we realized we need TikTok.
But then that was after TikTok was banned.
Yeah.
Then came back.
After 2 minutes.
So we weren't 100% sure of like what really to do. But the fact is that, hey, your girl's got it now.
Yeah. So you can follow us on TikTok at MM Live Radio Pod. Again, that's at MM Live Radio Pod. We would be MM Live Radio, but they wouldn't let us get the account. So just go ahead and add pod to the end. Okay. Just don't ask no questions about it. Misa, what is new?
Okay. So I think the first thing we need to talk about right now, for real, y'all, Mia went viral on TikTok.
Why is this a topic?
Mia went viral on TikTok. If you're asleep, you've been asleep, all right? All I got to say is this. Mia's been going viral on TikTok, and
Ben is a crazy word.
Mia, are you serious?
I went viral once.
But you've been going viral once. That's the difference.
I've been gone viral once?
Yeah, yeah. It's been a couple weeks. Like, let's be real.
I've been gone viral once.
Yeah. So the virality happened a couple weeks ago. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is this. So Mia went viral, and she was simply being in a grocery store, minding her business. She was looking at, you know, in the cheese aisle.
Yawn.
And she was talking about some cheese. And it was hilarious. I'm not going to go into detail. You literally just have to, like, go to...
No, don't.
Go to Mia's TikTok
don't
and figure it out.
TikTok.
But you asked what
don't
was new.
Me.
You asked what was new.
With you? What's new with you?
But this is the thing. Mia has gone viral and has, like, over 2,400... like comments and even more likes, and she refuses to like comment back to the people. Lego My Ego Waffles is in her DMs, and then Instacart. What? Mia, you have got to talk to these people. Y'all go ahead and tell this girl to talk to these people in the comments, man.
Misa, when I ask what's new.
With you?
I mean, what's new with you?
Well, I feel like that was new.
That's new with you.
What is it? How does it feel like to, you know, be in this position? You're basically an influencer.
That's a lie.
What does it feel like?
I'm not famous. Honestly, unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unpopular opinion, to some people, to some people, this doesn't apply to, but some people it does.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok fame isn't like real fame.
Okay, well, what went through your mind when you saw that the video was getting a lot of engagement?
I have to delete TikTok ASAP.
Why? Why is that?
Because y'all just don't understand. The last thing I want to be is viral. You mean the masses talking about something that I'm doing?
But I feel like it was cool only because you were being your true, authentic, regular self being in the grocery store.
What's that Shannon Sharp gift? When he leans back shaking his head? No, you never got to worry about me, bro.
Wow.
You never got to worry about me.
Wow. Well, listen, to answer your question about what's going new with me, so I am now a licensed minister.
Okay, GP, are you with me?
I'm a reverend now. I took this test to become a licensed minister and within the Church of God denomination, and your girl passed, and it's just been awesome because the test was a bit difficult.
Yeah,
it was broken down into three different parts, like the articles of like the things that we stand on, the doctrine, the history of our denomination, and it was a lot of different terms, and it had to have been over 500 to 700 different terms that I had to learn information,
okay.
And only 150 terms were selected to be tested on. So it was a little overwhelming because it was three separate tests, 50 questions each, 150 total. Mm-hmm. But I was really proud of myself because going into the situation and going into tests, I was thinking to myself, am I able to retain this much information? Like the last time I took a test this big was like in high school.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So I had a lot of doubts kind of going into
it. Were you good at tests in school or no?
I feel like I was the type of person to test decently, but not as good because I would second guess myself a lot.
Okay.
Like I would have a little bit of anxiety of kind of like wondering if I'm making the right decision and so on and so forth. But I'm not going to lie to you. I prayed my way through the entire thing.
Mm.
The whole time.
And that's why you passed.
That's why I passed. It was tough though, but here I am. Reverend.
Congratulations, Rev.
Reverend.
Next,
Lisa,
you going
Jones
for bishop. I'm playing. Listen, shout out to you, bro. That's honestly commendable because so, you know, sometimes you think that, oh, should you start something new, you know, taking a test, something like that, like going after it, and you actually did it, and I think that's really awesome.
Thank you.
So we got to talk about a lot of different things. So Misa had this conversation topic when it came to Eminem Live Radio this week. We want to talk about friendships.
Yeah.
And I think friendships are a great topic just because there are so many layers, not even just on friendships in general, but with it being that we're adults now, because with being adults, friendships are different. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what do you remember about friendships when you were, like, growing up?
Like a kid? I remember they were a whole lot easier, it seemed like to me, because you either made friends with the people that you were that you had the same classes right. with, or
there was proximity.
There was a lot of proximity. Some friendships you kind of like were born into mm-hmm. because your mom or your dad was friends with the parents, so they automatically became your friend because you kind of had like this unsaid auntie that was always coming around, or like your mom's college friend that she kind of grew up with, and you just so happened to be the same age as your mom's friend's child, mm-hmm. so now y'all are friends together. So it seemed like it was a whole lot easier to me.
Yeah.
Did it seem that way to you?
Because school creates that environment. And plus, like, you know, at least I know we, of course, for those who don't know, Misa and I were siblings. Mm-hmm. So when our parents grew us up close. So when it came to school, you're around those people. Praise team, we're around those people. Church, we're around those people.
Right.
Mom's friends, they have kids. We got, you know, so it was easier then. And what do you feel like is the biggest, maybe similarities and maybe even differences when it comes to making friends now?
The similarities of making friends now versus back then.
I'll tell you mine.
Tell me.
I'm not around no people my age.
Yeah.
I'm around a 2-year-old.
Oh.
And a 4-year-old.
Some of my kids.
They my only friends, for real.
Why are you lying right now?
I mean, well, when it comes to making new friends, you know yeah. what I'm saying? It's like when you're not outside, because like we said, when you're in elementary school, it's easier because you're around kids all the time. Mm-hmm. Like even after school, church, when we was on the praise team, mm-hmm. it's like when you get up, you go to work, mm-hmm. and then where I work after, I watch the girls, it's just me on the shift. Shout out Cam, because I relieve Cam from his shift. Cam, my only friend, too. And Maya, because Maya be there, too.
Yeah.
But other than that, and when we pass off shifts, mm-hmm. I go home.
You know
what I'm saying? So yeah. seeing people is different, unless they go to like the gym or things like that.
I think for me, social media has made a huge difference.
Do social media friends exist, though?
I do, yes. Those friends that you see on social media, and every time you post something, you got fire emojis immediately. Those are social media friends. However, I think the hard part for me and the difference of what my friendships looked like back then versus now is that social media plays such a major role. I think there's a such thing as being catfished, but as a friend, from a friend's relationship standpoint.
Okay. Are social media friends real? Are social media friends legitimate? Can you truly call someone just because they put fire emojis under your picture? They're your friend.
Yeah. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, well, then I was just trying to understand, because I'm saying you got friends. In that case, I got bunches. So what do you mean when you say social media friends?
I feel like social media friends are pen pals.
Okay.
And they're the people that when Facebook was at its highest, and the only social media platform there was Facebook. And like, you know how there are people that always comment their emotions and how they're feeling, and they just kind of like wear their heart on their sleeve or on their status. And there's always those people that always come to your rescue and like DM you and check up on you.
That's interesting.
What?
That take. Oh. Because I view, okay, so when it comes to social media, all platforms are very different. Facebook to me is the most personal.
Yes.
Because I didn't add anybody. You want to be my friend? No, I don't know. I never added anybody. I did not know. I was like, no, if I don't know you.
That makes sense.
Because like, you're putting your status up, mm-hmm. you know, every how you're saying mm-hmm. how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. To me, Facebook was personal. Instagram is not personal at all.
No.
It's like I can truly add somebody yeah. and know of you yes. and be like, okay, well, maybe I'll get to know you more from your page, but that does not mean we're friends. You know yeah. what I'm saying? So it's like, people on Instagram, I don't say that we're friends, or say that we follow each other.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok, it makes you, they're complete strangers, but you feel like you know them.
Yeah.
Because it's like the scale of authenticity is very different mm-hmm. on TikTok, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to friendships on Instagram, I just think, I personally take that very loosely.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can see why you would take it loosely. I just feel like, you know, and it's a double take that I have with social media. Yes, you can. I feel like you can have some friends. I mean, but they have to be kind of like close friends for you to consider yeah. them to be friends on social media. However, it's kind of hard because I do feel like people put on
mm-hmm.
on social media, and sometimes it's harder to make that connection with people because you have this screen.
Now, I will say I have met people based off of social media and have developed a friendship. Mm-hmm. I have that. Mm-hmm. My friend who lives in New York, shout out to her. She works at SiriusXM. Her name is Shay. She just DM'd me and was like, hey, girl, I'll see you're on the same platform. Like, we'll love to talk. And we, to this day, have not met each other, but have FaceTimed and everything. And she feels like a genuine friend. But it's gone beyond social media. If you're just saying, yes, girl, under no. my bitches, we not cool. And I mean, you know, I'll probably say, hey, you're from... Good to see you. But other than that, friends, I feel like that's, I use that loosely.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, so listen, that. So let us know where you guys stand when it comes to social media friends. Are you thinking that they exist? Real friendships are like someone commenting under your picture, they're you're swiping pals. Up on your story. Pen pals is crazy. You're talking as if you're talking to someone from another country.
Austria.
Let us know where you guys stand. But listen, in the meantime, in between time, listen, let us inspire you. We can inspire you within 60 minutes of the show. You know, that's no problem. That's no biggie. But even if you can only spare us 60 seconds, listen, we got you with our 1 minute inspiration. And Misa's got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
A friend shared this with me, so I have to share it with you. Release the fear of subtraction and reduction. Subtraction can have a negative connotation. Now, most times we see subtraction from our lives as a loss, but it could be a very positive thing. Sometimes there's a need to subtract people out of our lives, habits from our daily living, or certain mindsets or ways of thinking. Yes, yes, yes. God loves to add to our lives and even multiply, but God has to subtract the toxic friends in order to add the peace. Before he multiplies your business, he must reduce your pride, my friend. Hear me when I say this. Reduction does not have to be a negative thing and can be an impactful way to make room for the things that are of God. Rather, that means that we are getting rid of things to make room, or we're adding things or habits that will be deemed beneficial for our mental health, physical strength, or ultimately our walk with Christ. My prayer today is that we become delighted in seeing Jesus' influence eclipsing our very own.
Boom, that was your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by Misa. Listen, Misa said, what about your friends for real? That's really what she's saying. Listen, let's get back to some more music. Here is Speak by my girl Sajay. Love this song. We'll be right back right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
There's no way that I could die. Even when the storm starts around me, just with you be the water water. But he's safe when he took his eyes off you, but you kept him from going under. So when you say come, I will come to you. Even if it isn't comfortable, why would I not wanna walk with you? An honor to even know who you are, cause only you could call the waters to be parted. It was you who called creation to be studied. And when my faith is getting low, you let me know it's you that's in control. Rough water shown to make me lose my hope, but you let me know that you were in the boat. And the way that I sink or afloat depends on how deep that my faith will go. Cause I can either choose to feed the star or the one that can save my soul. Speak.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio, and we're talking about friends. Friendship is the topic here on Eminem Live Radio, and we're picking up where we left off. Now, Mia, I remember a handful of years ago, we started talking about the different groups of friends. And I remember you said that you refuse to mix your different groups of friends. Do you still feel that way?
I do wholeheartedly.
Really?
I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan of mixing different friend groups?
I'm not.
So tell me about the different friend groups you have.
Okay, so I have my friends that I grew up with at church.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those are like people that are like sisters to me. I have two other people that are also like core friends to me, and I know them from my Bible study group. I have another group of friends where we went to the same high school. So we've all been tight ever since then. And I want to say, then I say maybe even the CHH world, that's where I've gained friends as well. I want to say that's it. Wait, no, I got another small group. Am I popular? Oh my gosh.
No, you're viral.
But, oh my goodness. I also have another group of friends who live out of state. I met them through my small group, through my church in Tulsa. And I want to say that covers about it as far as groups. Because I have
groups
people where sometimes it's like one person or two, but groups-wise, those are the groups I can think of.
Now, why in your mind you are unable to mix the friend groups? And this conversation came about because we were getting ready to plan, I think, a birthday party for you or something. And if you listen to the last segment, Mia already said, I do not like to have parties or anything. So we were trying to do something special and think about all these different people that were in close proximity that were willing to come and celebrate you. And you very sternly said, I do not mix my friend groups. So why is that?
Okay, so when it comes to mixing my friend groups, it's really mainly a me thing. It's not, I can say confidently now that it's not a, I can confidently say now that it's not a, I don't want for them to mix. Mm-hmm. It's not that. Because even y'all gave me a surprise party, not last year, but the year before, and that went well.
Okay.
It's just that for me, one, I don't like organizing and throwing a party. It's just a lot. That's one thing. But for me personally, it's just a lot of social pressure when it comes to having to jump amongst different friend groups, be able to like spend time with them. You don't want to spend time with more one friend group than the other. So it's exhausting to me to have to jump around and have to make like mix people and like entertain everybody. It's just, that's just a personal me thing.
Do you feel like you could be your most authentic and genuine self with your friends?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Like, you don't have to sugarcoat anything with certain friends.
That's a necessity. We're not friends if I don't feel comfortable being around you, or if you try to make me feel less than who I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I can agree with that, because even in my own personal relationships with my friends, that's something that I value.
Mm-hmm.
I do value genuineness, authenticity. I don't want to be your friend if we're just celebrating the high moments and I'm not the person that you can call when you're falling on hard times, when you're fighting through a difficult season in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to be that every season friend, and that's just something that I'm valuing now. One thing that I also realize that I value in friendships is I do value proximity, but I also value similarities when it comes to our faith. That's something that's very, very important to me. My faith is very important to me. I have a good handful of friends at my church.
Yeah.
Then I also realize that the new friends I tend to make tend to be based off of similarities in our belief. Do you have anything that you're valuing now compared to what you didn't value when you were a kid?
What do I value now in friendships? I value having friends who are not yes men.
That's a good one.
Because I think it's easy for us to want to agree with our friends, because we usually, like, sometimes you think similar, but I really need a friend to clock me. Like recently I was with my friends Jordan and Nika, and I was talking about something about, like, man, I'm tired, I'm not getting enough rest. And they were just kind of like, yeah, you getting rest is necessary. You need to stop doing that. I was like, okay, well, I mean, well, I can rest later. Oh, so you're being prideful. I was like, hold on. Time out. But the thing is that it still came in love. That's one thing I appreciate. Mm-hmm. But I love that they just weren't like, oh, well, maybe you'll get. No, because they wanted what's best for me, they were willing to tell me the truth, even if we did disagree. Because there were some things that we went back and forth on that we disagreed on. But because they cared about my well-being, they were willing to be honest with me. Mm. And I heard this saying where if your friends are always agreeing with you, someone's lying. You know what I'm saying? Like where it's like they're not being genuine with you. And I think even in our friend group that were friends we grew up with at church, we even have that amongst each other. We ask questions to kind of get to the root of things. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I feel like you have to, authenticity and honesty is real. And you're not a friend if you're lying to them. If you're not telling them, no, you're wrong. No, you should go apologize.
Yeah.
No, you sound prideful. No, you were wrong. Like that. You should be able to say those things in a friendship.
Yeah, I totally agree. I was, we were talking off air about the types of friendships that we have now and what we have to unlearn.
Do you feel like you're unlearning anything when it comes to friendships?
Yes. Yes. I think something that I'm unlearning is that just because you've been friends with somebody for years and years don't mean that you're meant to stay friends with them. Mm. You know?
That one's kind of tough for me.
Isn't it though?
It is tough.
It's tough for me because I kind of feel like, make new friends, but keep the old mm-hmm. one is over the other's gold. Those little silly songs that we learned growing up, you know, you just keep all of your friends. But I had to learn that there are friends that come in your life for a reason, mm-hmm. for a season, and for a lifetime. And there are some people that are going to fall off. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I used to feel guilty when there would be a friend that I would talk to on a regular basis, and all of a sudden we kind of had the season where we wouldn't talk for a really, really long time. But it was just because we had different, experienced different seasons mm-hmm. in that time. Like, I was getting married. That friend is not married at all, not even trying to think about a relationship. I'm trying to settle down and trying to, like, get my finances together. They like living their life. You know what I'm saying? So it's like there's different stages that you come across. Yes. Different friends.
Yes.
And I had to be okay with those friends falling off. But don't feel bad when you see them later on down the road, and it's like, oh, man, I remember the last time I saw mm-hmm. you. You can pick up where you left off.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fine. Yeah. But I would always feel guilty. Like, as if I was the one that dropped that friend when that wasn't the case. It's just that friend came when they were supposed to be there at that time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was going to ask you.
Well, I want to say this. I think for me, one thing that I'm unlearning is that all of your friends are different. My friend Jordan, she's like a cousin to me. I call her my cousin. My cousin Jordan and I came up with this concept when it comes to friends, and it kind of revolutionized, and it kind of spoke to where I was now and gave me a lot of peace when it comes to my friends, that friends are like flowers. And different flowers deserve different attention. They also have different longevity. You have to care for each flower differently. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the you care for a tulip different than what you do a rose. Even when it comes to like plants, you know, like there are certain plants where it's like you can leave them alone. You never got to water them.
Yes. Joints.
And even like there are certain plants that need watering every single day.
Yeah.
That you do tend to. Friends are the exact same way. Mm. I just been learning this because I used to feel bad. Not even feel bad. I used to think that all of my friends were up here. They're all on the same level. When no. They don't see me like that. I have friends where it's like, oh, I see you at the function, at the concerts and things like that. And if you need anything, just know I'm always here for you. Then I have my core. My core, I have to make sure I make time with them.
Yeah.
I talk to them often. They don't sugarcoat anything with me. I don't sugarcoat anything with them. I have friends where it's like, oh, we've known each other for this period of time, but we all think differently. Mm-hmm. So I have to kind of, I can't drop my Jesus gems on y'all because everybody thinks differently.
Okay.
Then I got people who go shit about a Honda. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and even also even when it comes to communicating,
yeah,
I don't talk to these friends often because they're out of state, but every 3 months I hear from them.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. Or I have people that it's like, okay, every month because I value you that much, I got to make sure I check in with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So all friends are like plants and are like flowers. You care for them differently and they may rank differently in your life, and that's okay. Everybody's not on the same playing field mm-hmm. when you get older, and it's okay. It's good to accept that. Doesn't mean they're not good people. It just means that they have a different place in your life.
Get this. So for me, when it comes to unlearning different things about friends, I had to unlearn that I can't expect for the friendship that I want for my friends. I'm trying to figure out the way of even saying this. I can't expect for my friends to treat me the way that I treat them.
Man.
Because this is the thing, though. This is the thing about me.
Bro, yes.
I'm the friend. I'm the plant where you really... And I'm a sociable person. This is kind of weird when I'm saying
it's
it out loud.
It's just the season you're in right now.
Well, yeah, I don't. I'm the type of friend where you don't really need to do a lot for me. I'm a low maintenance friend. Yeah. I really am. Like, you know, you could text me. You know, of course, I already kind of told you that my friendship toxic trait is that I don't be texting back. I have a terrible text back speed. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just forget to text. I think that I'm replying and I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And some friends might character. They might deem that as me being disrespectful, me being unengaged, and that's not the case. I'm in a different. I'm married. I got this super committed job. Like it's a lot. It's a lot kind of going on Misa's world.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm okay with my friends not talking to me for a little bit, and then like hitting me up every now and then. Hey, Misa, you okay? You still alive? You okay? Yeah. Like what's going on? Or like checking in like that. I don't need brunch every week. I'm very low maintenance, and I can't treat those friends the way that I expect to be treated. I need to know that, okay, this is the type of friend where I got to put them in my schedule every single week.
Yeah.
I've got to schedule a outing with this friend once a month. I've got to make sure that I remember this friend's birthday or something like that, or do something special for their birthday. I have to just remember that. We all can be friends, but like you said, we have to tend to them differently.
Yeah. Here's one thing that we talked about unlearning. Here's one thing that I have learned. Mm-hmm. Now, disclaimer. I feel like there are levels to a low maintenance friend. I feel like you're a low maintenance friend because you have a committing job that you commit to. You have two young kids and you're a wife. So you being low maintenance is different because you are fully occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm gonna put that disclaimer out there. This is not for everybody.
Right. I'm not boring.
No. That's not even.
I'm real cool for real.
That's not what I was saying.
I give good gifts.
That's not what I was saying. What I'm saying is with there are people who are like you where it's like you don't have to do much with me or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I learned personally, but with low maintenance friends. I follow someone. Shout out to Linga the Boss. She's an artist, and she made this thread that made me think. And she was like, when you think about it, low maintenance, this level of low maintenance friends, the one who, well, let me start here first. I had a friend that had to clock me one day.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, I never hear from you. And I was kind of like, well, you know, I'm busy. Like, you know, like I got life going on. Like,
and that's
you know,
not like, an like excuse. Else. That's not an excuse.
It's not. It's not.
Right.
It's not an excuse. So but I was defensive. I was like, I mean, you know, I got life going on. I work, you know, like, but you know, I love you. Like, you know, when we talk, like with most of my friends, I have some friends who get it. They're like, I know, like when we talk, we pick up where we left off. But this friend was like, nah, I don't need, I need to hear from you.
Wow. Often.
And I was kind of like, yeah, we may not be able to be friends then because that's not who I am. And I was like, I said, well, we're going to have the low maintenance friendship. We don't always have to talk all the time, you know? So she kind of like offended me saying that low key. Then one thing I've been thinking about recently, my friend Linga, she posted on Threads and was like, when you think about it, there's a certain level of low maintenance friends that's actually not biblical at all.
Mm.
And that's been really, I've been thinking about that. And I was kind of like, everything don't got to be spiritual. But then I thought about it. In my case, mind you, everybody's not like this. Because I make time with my friends that are here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a friend group where we schedule monthly hangouts.
Yes.
I have friends where I actually see them every week because I'm in their city every week. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in close proximity with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I make time for other friends, but this friend was like, she literally said to me, I mean, I see you on social media with your other friends, but you'll never hit me up. And I was kind of like, well, I mean, I made excuses for it. But when you think about it, the Bible says a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like for my scenario, where I'm single.
Yeah.
I don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have more time than you. I have more time than most.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just that I was not prioritizing that friend.
Mm.
And there are certain people in your life where they got to clock you and you got to accept it like how I had to accept it, where it's like you could actually be putting in more time.
Yeah.
You're on your phone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Most of America today is on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
You can text back really quick or say, hey, I got your message. I'm at work right now. I'm going to hit you back when I can.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's little things. So sometimes for me, I always think that I have to be the most extreme. But sometimes it's little things. Just saying like, hey, what you doing? Even though I hate texting. Y'all hear me. I hate texting. But for this friend, I make sure I text her.
Yeah.
Because it means something to her. It's important for even people who are single, because you maintaining a relationship is how you're going to do, a friendship is how you're going to do a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like you, mind you, I'm not a big call on the phone person, but what if you meet someone who is?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, oh, I'm not going to do that cause that's not for me. That's mm-hmm. selfish.
Yeah.
You have to consider the other person.
Yeah. You can't be one-sided when it comes to any friendships. And I often tend to, I feel like I kind of arrested myself recently, because there's a friend that we never really talked in high school, but we reconnected at a friend's birthday party, and you know, she's new in her faith. We've been kind of like in a way discipling each other, and she is one that likes to send mini podcasts, long voice memos.
I love it. You let that joint play, you walk throughout the house.
No.
Boy, I love a good audio message. I actually get excited when I get them. I'm like, ooh,
yeah,
today's episode is.
But it gets me, though. It gets me because, like I told you, one of my friendship toxic traits is that I have a very difficult time texting back.
Mm.
And it is with all the things that I've got going on in my life. And she texted me like a couple days later and said, did I say something wrong?
Oh.
And I was like, girl, I don't know. I didn't even listen to the voice memo. So I had to listen back to it, and she didn't. She kind of responded out of trauma because she's lost friends from saying certain things, and she wasn't even talking about anything that was crazy. Mm-hmm. But she thought that whatever she said in the voice memo offended me, and that was the reason as to why it took so long for me to respond, was because I was offended. That wasn't the case. I had to explain to her, because we do have a budding friendship right now.
Yeah.
I had to explain to her what was going on, and it seemed like as I was responding back to her and giving her all the reasons as to why I hadn't responded yet, it sounded like excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to arrest myself in that moment to say, Misa, when you are maintaining a friendship, the key word is maintain.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's high or low, just maintain
it.
Maintenance is care.
Yes.
You've got to care. And the same way how I care for my relationship with God, I literally have in my phone every morning around 7:15 to spend time with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a daily routine thing. And I may not have to talk to this friend or any of my friends every single day.
That's so good.
But you at least have to be intentional about your maintenance. When you think about your car, you have routine maintenance. Not everyday maintenance, like putting gas in it or anything like that, or wiping the windshields. But like you got to put, you know, you got to take it to the shop. You have to get it aligned. You have to go get a car wash maybe every week or something like that. Put it in your calendar. And I've realized the importance of a calendar, and it just means that you're carving out time to care for something that means a lot to you. And if your friends mean anything to you, try to do the best you can to care for them at that moment.
So I've been
trying to remember that for my own personal self, just to, regardless of any type of maintenance, maintain your friends to the best of your ability, because that's what God does for us.
That's so crazy you say that, because that speaks to me, only because God's been really teaching me it's not about devotion. God's been teaching me that it's not about perfection. It's about devotion.
Mm.
And I've just been, like, he's just been showing me that with a lot of different things in my life. And like, hearing you say that, that makes sense when it comes to friends.
Yeah.
No one has the perfect friendship.
No.
Nobody has it.
No.
And all you have to do is just show that you're committed, as you would in a relationship.
Yes.
You want to come to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you can't sit up on the hour on FaceTime like you used to, okay, if it's just texting back and forth, okay, if it is audio messages, what works for us right now? Even if it's something you hate, like me, like texting, but it means something to my friend. If I care about you, I at least want you to show you that I care.
Yeah.
Even when you come to my city, okay, well, I can't see you for a long period of time, but let me come. I'll pull up as soon as I finish this. And even if it's an hour, I just don't want to see you.
Yeah.
It's about just being committed as a friend to show the commitment is the care.
Right. Right.
The commitment is the care at the end of the day. You don't have to be perfect. You just got to be committed at the end of the day when it comes to your friends.
What's your friendship toxic trait?
My friendship toxic trait. For me,
yeah,
I think it is the fact that I send podcasts as audio messages.
Mia,
I love
audio thought messages. It was just me that you were sending long memos
I don't
to.
Send you, I don't send you long memos.
You do tend to call me. But there's been moments where you had sent me some long, and I said,
no, I actually,
girl,
I get,
call me.
I get really excited when I see. You sent me an audio message today, brother.
Mia, 30 seconds. That's nothing. You sending TED Talks.
I'm trying to make your life exciting. What am I going to say? You never know.
You never know. So you send the long essays?
Yeah, it's like, all right, I hope you got time. So here's what I...
I hope you... Mia, if you send me anything that says, I hope you got time,
bro,
I don't.
Listen.
I don't. Immediately not.
Listen, let us know, where do you guys stand in this conversation? How do you feel about low maintenance friends? What are you unlearning and learning when it comes to friendships?
Do you think you'd be able to be friends with me if we weren't siblings?
We're going to be right back after this break. We're going to go to some music. Here's that new by No Big Deal. Here is his newest single right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. I keep two hitters on the road. Long as I got sort of spirit, know that I can never lack. Know the Lord, he go before me, keep the cross upon my back. Tell my story for his glory, we ain't never going back. We ain't never going back, we ain't never going back. Trying to give eternal peace, we ain't no recording that. This is not a lease, dog, I'm affording that. Don't care what I have a key cost, what's the point in that? Spirit shook me out my rebus like a quarterback. Give a beat to every check before I pull it out the back end. Deep inside my bag, you would've thought that I was packing. Way I swear the serpent would've thought that I was crashing. Man, I'm praying to the Father, this ain't luck and this ain't magic.
Pray to God every day, he put that good in me. I keep two hitters on the road, that's the hood in me. Pray to God every day, he put that good in me. I keep two hitters on the road, that's
yeah, make it explicit so you will listen. They make a dollar out the children, maybe a billion. I buy the ball, you think I'm killing. Call me the realest. The only problem, I'm addicted. Slave to the wicked, they call it balling like a piston. Messiah said the message is the mission. Image of the Lord if you in quarter, if you stripping. Take a corner boy out of the store and take your fishing. They marvel at the flip like they was looking at the vision.
Long as I got sort of spirit, know that I can never lack. Know the Lord, he go before me, keep the cross up on my back. Tell my story for his glory, we ain't never going back. We ain't never going back, we ain't never going back.
God, keep that good in me, on my face is Louis B. Project lived a life of sin, I was in that foolery. The devil, he was tricking me, money, he was tempting me. Got trapped in covetousness, Luke was loving it. Jesus took away the sins, past, present, and the rest. So that means you can live life to the fully, yes. What you speak is what you have, and on these tracks I do no blabbing. Never glorify the devil's kingdom, but I'm still rapping.
Long as I got sort of spirit, know that I can never lack. Know the Lord, he go before me, keep the cross upon my back. Tell my story for his glory, we ain't never going back. We ain't never going back, we ain't never going back.
Back with your girls, Misa and Mia from You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio.
Shout out to everyone who tuned into this week's show. Whether you tune in for the very first time or you don't miss a single show, we are so glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
Listen, if you enjoyed this week's show, take a screenshot of you listening to the show on any of the podcasting platforms you listen on and post it to your Instagram story and tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
And tune in to Eminem Live Radio next week because, like always, we'll have more music, conversation, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to get credit where it's due. Don't go anywhere because, listen, we got to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you will ever need.
Yes, we love you guys and thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia and you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. Woo! You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
Talk to you soon.